When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. It's that season when every freckle starts looking like a tick. I despise ticks. I hate their silent ambushes. I loathe their ticklish ascents. I abhor their blood-sucking bites, and I cannot tolerate their resulting itch. I hate ticks. Though I am a nature-loving soul by nature, there are a few wild and woolly or creepy-crawly things I have no use for. First and foremost, I am not a big fan of anything that wants to take up residence on or in my skin. And that brings me back to ticks and chiggers and fleas and fire ants and leeches and lice and spiders that leave a flesh-eating infection. About now, I suspect that you are shuddering, as I surely am, at just the thought of all of these. Now, how is it that as a kid, they never crossed my mind? I'd Waller the dog, who moments before was scratching behind his ear so hard the ground shook. I'd lay on the ground on a summer's day, enjoying the cool feel of earth and the spongy grass, not noticing the microscopic community of itchy invaders about to take my bare legs hostage. I wasn't afraid to roll down a grassy knoll or jump into a pile of decomposing leaves. I'd camp outside with the skeeters, climb a tree with a trail of black ants accompanying me, and seldom did I consider what was silently creeping up on me. Not so anymore. Case in point, we were gathering fallen limbs from an old rotting tree and piling them nearby to burn on yet another day, and I wondered with each stick, log, or twig that I plucked from among tall weeds and from beneath rotting wood just what's going to crawl out from under. The day had warmed up, and so had I, in my quest to bend and grasp, twist and chuck, stick after stick. I got a little hot and dizzy from going 90 to nothing, and I needed to take a break. Now, as a kid, I would have plopped anywhere without thought. But the elder version of myself pondered sitting on the ground for more than a couple of minutes. Weariness won over my cowardice, and I bravely, though cautiously, lowered the bum in what I assessed as the least likely area of itsy-bitsy biters, a bare path where the cattle often tread. I didn't care if I sat in a cow pie, as long as it wasn't maggot-infested. My reprieve, though, was short-lived, not because I had cooled enough or felt rested. My new burst of energy to get up and get going came from wondering just how many chiggers and ticks am I accumulating. So, if there is one good thing to say about blood-sucking cretins, it is that they will keep you on your feet and working. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.